In the early 17th century, Japan was witness to a samurai who was arguably its greatest warrior ever. He wasn't just one of the greatest swordsmen in history. He was also a philosopher, a writer, an artist, and in contravention to the samurai code at the time, he was also a vagabond. Today, he's considered a saint of Japanese martial arts, and he's been portrayed in Japanese movies and books. Learn more about Miyamoto Musashi, Japan's greatest swordsman, on this episode of Everything Everywhere Daily. This episode is sponsored by ButcherBox. Summer is right around the corner, and that means cookouts. No matter what your preferred food is for a cookout or a barbecue, ButcherBox can help you make it the best. If you want to serve up some hamburgers, ButcherBox has grass-fed ground beef to make the perfect smash burger. Want to cook up some steaks? Well, ButcherBox has that too, with some of the best cuts of steak such as New York strip, ribeye, and filet mignon. Do you like grilled chicken? Well, ButcherBox has some of the best pasture-raised chicken that you will find anywhere. And if you really want to wow people at your next cookout, you can try grilling some of their wild-caught salmon on a cedar plank. Sign up at butcherbox.com/daily and get a special deal. ButcherBox is offering my listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/daily and use code DAILY to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. This episode is sponsored by Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. I recently had the chance to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond, and I can attest to its exceptional aromas with hints of caramel and vanilla intertwining with its oakiness, which provide a well-rounded flavor profile. Taking a sip is akin to experiencing a piece of bourbon history firsthand. Heaven Hill Distillery may be America's most quintessential bourbon distillery. Established in 1935 after the end of Prohibition, the distillery was established by the Shapira family and has remained a family-owned distillery to this day. In 1897, Congress passed the Bottled in Bond Act, which set forth strict rules for any bourbon labeled Bottled in Bond. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon goes beyond the stringent requirements of the law by aging its bourbon for 7 years, not four. The end result is a gold medal-winning bourbon that truly stands out. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond. Heaven Hill reminds you, think wisely, drink wisely. There are certain things portrayed in movies that have no basis in fact. For example, quick-draw gunfights on Main Street in the Old West never happened. If you remember back to my episode on the Wild West, the entire trope of gunfighters standing in the middle of the street and shooting each other is all based on a single incident that was more of an ambush than an actual duel. That being said, there were times and places in history where dueling was quite popular. One such time and place was Japan in the early 17th century. This was the golden age of the samurai culture. Before I get too much further into this story, I should briefly explain some of the important elements of the samurai culture and the Bushido code. Bushido is the code that samurai lived by. Its most important element was loyalty and fealty to a lord. You would fight for your lord, obey his commands, and do absolutely nothing to dishonor him. The honor and reputation of a samurai were their most important personal assets. Their honor had to be upheld at all costs, even at the expense of their own life. If they did something to dishonor themselves or their lord, they could only redeem themselves through ritual suicide known as seppuku. They were also to show martial prowess and courage in battle. However, it wasn't all about fighting and honor. Samurai were to show compassion, honesty, politeness, and self-discipline. They also placed a high value on education, art, and poetry. Many samurai were also experts in calligraphy, literature, and the tea ceremony. This was the world in which Miyamoto Musashi was born, and as we can see, he was in some ways the quintessential samurai, yet he was also very different from most samurai. Musashi was born sometime in the year 1584, although the exact date isn't known. He was born and raised in the Harima province of Japan, and his father, Shinmen Munisai, was a samurai and master of the sword. Musashi was exposed to the martial arts at a very young age. He was trained in Kenjutsu, the Japanese sword martial art, as well as other fighting techniques. His most prominent physical feature developed when he was younger. He had severe eczema. However, other stories about him claim that he was just dirty and never bathed, supposedly because he never wanted to be taken by surprise. The event that began his career and put him on the path that made him famous began when he was just 13 years old. A swordsman by the name of Arima Kihei came to Musashi's village and posted a notice in the village of Hirafuku Mura that he was taking challengers to duel. These duels were often to the death, and while they were not common, they were also not unheard of. The 13-year-old Musashi wrote his name on the challenge form, and it was accepted. It isn't known if the samurai knew his challenger was a 13-year-old boy or not. Musashi's uncle was shocked by this and went to Kihei to try to get him to call off the duel due to his nephew's age. However, Kihei said it would be an insult to his honor and that the only way out was for Musashi to apologize in person when the duel was about to take place. At the appointed time, Musashi and Kihei arrived, and Musashi's uncle began to apologize. However, Musashi didn't apologize. With nothing more than a staff, he lunged at Kihei, knocking him to the ground. The surprised Kihei tried to get up, but Musashi punched him between the eyes, knocking him out, and proceeded to beat the swordsman to death. It was his first victory in a duel, but certainly not his last. He left home at the age of 15 or 16 and gave all of his possessions to his sister. He set out on what was known as a Musha Shugyo. In Europe, he would have been known as a knight errant. In Japanese, it's known as traveling for improvement. He basically became a vagabond who traveled around training in swordsmanship. He would visit various schools to learn and train, occasionally serving as a mercenary and engaging in duels. He became what is known as a ronin. A ronin was a samurai without a master. Most ronin had masters at one point, but circumstances resulted in them becoming masterless. Like Musashi, they would often just be vagabonds selling their services to the highest bidder. For Musashi, however, being a ronin was a choice. He never had a lord that he pledged his loyalty to. At the age of 16, he had his second duel, and he won again. Over the next decade and a half, he dedicated himself to the study of sword fighting. It was his all-consuming passion. By all accounts, he was constantly thinking about it, looking for the smallest thing that could give him an advantage in combat. During this time, he also fought in several battles, most famously, the Battle of Sekigahara. The Battle of Sekigahara, fought on October 21, 1600, was a decisive conflict that marked the culmination of Japan's long period of civil strife known as the Warring States period. It was also the largest battle in the history of feudal Japan. The battle was fought between the forces of Tokugawa Ieyasu against a coalition of various daimos, or Japanese lords. Tokugawa Ieyasu won the battle and established the Tokugawa shogunate, which lasted for 250 years. However, Musashi was on the side fighting against Tokugawa Ieyasu, and they eventually lost. It isn't clear what his role was in the battle, but he was probably just a mercenary. It's believed that he fought in at least six major battles. However, his reputation wasn't built by being a mercenary. It was built by dueling. After the Battle of Sekigahara, Musashi went to Kyoto and began a series of duels with the Yoshioka school, which was considered the greatest of the eight schools of martial arts in Kyoto. In his first duel, he challenged the leader of the Yoshioka school, Yokiyosha Shigeru. The duel took place on March 8, 1604. According to their agreement, they fought until the first blow. Musashi showed up late, frustrating his opponent. Musashi struck Shigeru's left shoulder, and the hit knocked him out and permanently crippled his arm. While not killing him, he did have to step down as the head of the school. The leadership of the school then passed to his brother, Yoshioka Denshichiro, who immediately challenged Musashi to another duel. Musashi won again, arriving late and this time killing his opponent. The school's leadership then passed to a 12-year-old Yoshioka Matasuichiro. Matasuichiro issued another challenge, however, this time it was a trap. He had archers waiting to ambush Musashi. Musashi, however, suspecting a trap, arrived early this time, and he ambushed the ambushers, killing Matasuichiro and escaped. Perhaps his greatest duel, however, was one of his last. On April 13, 1612, on the remote island of Ganarujima, he faced Sasaki Kijiro. It's one of the most famous and emblematic encounters in the annals of Japanese martial arts history. Sasaki Kijiro was a master swordsman who may have been the most formidable opponent that Musashi ever faced. He was known for his turning swallow cut, which used a long sword called a nodachi, which he named the drying pole. Musashi, on the other hand, chose a very unconventional approach for the fight. He arrived late, as normal, deliberately provoking Kojiro, and wielded a wooden sword that he carved from an ore on the way there, symbolizing his unconventional tactics and mindset. Despite orders given to the public that they should not attend, hundreds of spectators showed up to witness the duel. The duel was very swift, with Musashi striking a fatal blow to Kojiro's head, showcasing his master of strategy, timing, and the element of surprise, all using a wooden sword. His duel with Kojiro was one of his last, but it was certainly not the end of his story. Musashi's later years were dedicated to refining his martial arts techniques, teaching, and engaging in other pursuits such as painting, sculpting, and calligraphy. He developed a style known as the Niten Ichiru, or Two Heavens as One, which focused on the simultaneous use of two swords. He continued to travel, visiting other martial arts schools, always trying to improve his craft. In 1634, he took part in his last known duel. He fought Takata Matabi, a fighter adept at the spear. Towards the end of his life, he compiled his years of knowledge into what had become one of the greatest treatises on martial arts ever, Gorin no Sho, also known as the Book of Five Rings. The book is divided into five parts, each named after one of the elements that the Japanese thought made up the world. Part one is the Book of Earth. It discusses Musashi's own style, the Niten Ichiro, or the Two Heavens as One technique, and the importance of understanding the way of the warrior. Book 2 is the Book of Water. Here, Musashi dives into the specifics of the technique, including the rhythm and timing of combat, the importance of flexibility in tactics, and the need to adapt to the opponent's style and the situation at hand. Part 3 is the Book of Fire. This part focuses on the heat of battle, detailing the methods of engaging the enemy, the types of attacks and defenses, and how best to position oneself for victory. Part 4 is the Book of Wind. Here, Musashi compares his style to the traditional schools of Japanese sword fighting, emphasizing the differences and why he believes his method is superior. Finally, Part 5 is the Book of Void. The final section is a philosophical treatise on the nature of consciousness, the importance of intuition and spontaneity in martial arts, and the understanding of the fundamental emptiness of thought, allowing for a state of absolute freedom and fluidity in combat and life. He wrote the Book of Five Rings and several other books from a cave where he lived his last years as a hermit. He died at the age of 62 from what was probably cancer. Miyamoto Musashi is believed to have won 60 duels in his life, most of them being to the death. Miyamoto Musashi's story is a testament to the way of the warrior. His mastery of the sword, combined with his strategic and philosophical insights, has made him a figure of enduring fascination. He's a figure that still draws fascination today, as he's been portrayed in many movies and other works. Musashi embodied the ideals of discipline, courage, and striving for perfection, making his story and teachings relevant even today. The executive producer of Everything Everywhere Daily is Charles Daniel. The associate producers are Benji Long and Cameron Kiefer. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who supports the show over on Patreon, including the show's producers. Your support helps me put out a show every single day. And also, Patreon is currently the only place where Everything Everywhere Daily merchandise is available to the top tier of supporters. If you'd like to talk to other listeners of the show and members of the Completionist Club, you can join the Everything Everywhere Daily Facebook group or Discord server. Links to everything are in the show notes.